Brian Hausswehr speaking with State Representative Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit. We're outside a literally standing room only hearing room, kind enough for him to join me here for just a moment. He has to go back in. The committee has just voted to give approval to your bill to reduce the size of the House, but it's been tweaked a little bit from the last time you and I talked a couple days ago.
Yeah, I had several conversations with a number of members, including leadership. They preferred not to increase the size of the Senate, so we kept that the same size, 34. And then we did four state reps per Senate district as opposed to the three that I originally proposed, which would make it 136-member state House of Representatives. So those were the big changes, but those four state reps would still be contained within the Senate district.
So again, to clarify, it would go from 163 to 136.
That's correct.
And the Senate would stay at 34.
That's right.
In the committee voted, what was the vote to approve it?
I think it was bipartisan support. There was one no vote, and I'm not clear on why that was a no vote, but it had broad bipartisan support. It overwhelmingly passed.
A couple quick things, and I know you got to get back in there. They're taking up a number of other bills, including guns. You believe this is good government. You believe this is something that should be done, and you're hopeful. And John Carpenter asked you the other day, are you serious? You said, yes, I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm more than serious. I mean, I'm thankful that the chairman decided to take action on it and vote it out in the same week we heard it, which I think shows that it's a priority not just for me but for others. And I think that gives it great momentum going into, hopefully we can get it out of a rules committee and maybe even on the calendar before we get to spring break. But it'll probably be after spring break when we discuss this on the floor.
The opponents traditionally, because it's been filed before and I put this in my story, without thinking of anybody specific, their general opposition has been if you lower the size of the House, you will have too many people representing that you'd have to represent as a House member. How do you respond to that?
Well, we're surrounded by states that have much fewer legislators than we do as a state. Tennessee, for example, has 500,000 more, and they have some 57, 58 more members or 56 more members than we do. And their economy is doing really, really well. And they also have super majorities in both chambers there. So a very similar state, very similar makeup, but they have a fourth of the legislature's legislative size, or even a third of the legislative size that we have. So I don't think it's too much. Our Senate districts are already really large. Most of our senators, all of our senators represent about 180,000, 190,000 people. And those senators are paid the same amount as a House member. So I think asking a House member to cover a little bit more ground is not a huge deal. Obviously, there are concerns there. Some of these House districts, it takes a long time to drive across them. Mine does. It's end-to-end. It's a good 45 minutes. But I think that this gives the House more legitimacy in the conversations over policy. When you reduce it, you give more authority, and then drawing those House districts into Senate districts also helps them have some influence over their senators, which I think is an important piece as well.
Final thing, and it's a part of it, you're not married to it, but there is a term limit issue in there. I believe right now it's 8 years people can serve in the House, 8 years in the Senate. It's been tweaked a little bit. What does the bill right now say?
Yeah, so I had multiple conversations with Representative Plocker, who's the chairman, about this, and we agreed that 12 years was a little bit better, a combination of both chambers. 16 years, my district, I just got done surveying my district. They're still very, very much in favor of term limits. And so we didn't want to broaden that too much. I think the discussion will still be had on 16 total, but I think this is a good change to move it down to 12 so people aren't serving too long here in the Capitol.
He pointed out camping out too long is how he phrased it.
That's right.
And just to clarify, that would the bill right now, as it's written, would allow someone to serve 12 years in the legislature, even if it's one. Is that right?
In any chamber.
Okay.
So you could do 12 years in the Senate, 12 years in the House, or any combination of years between the two chambers.
Real quick, totally unrelated, but this firearm thing, this hearing is packed right now. How long do you think this thing could go?
It'll be hours. This is obviously a passionate issue on both sides. There are a lot of gun rights activists. There's a lot of Second Amendment supporters. It's a passionate issue to talk about, but it's one worth our discussion.
Gotcha. Is there anything you want to add?
Is it? Thanks.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Brian.